Are you making enough money to support your lifestyle, but still feel like you aren't getting ahead? Stop wondering where your money is going and take control of your finances by working with Doug Peterson of Get Priorities Straight. Doug helps ambitious, busy, successful people handle their money wisely while gaining more peace of mind. For a complimentary conversation with Doug, call 206-264-4424 or go to schedulewithdoug.com.
Welcome to Digital Connections, where we bring you expert advice to connect you with the services and resources to build a successful business and ultimately to create the life of your dreams. This show is for entrepreneurs, business owners, and anyone interested in running a side hustle to their current 9-to-5. One episode at a time, we help you build a successful business through amazing digital connections. I'm your host, Nancy Johnson, a business owner and digital marketer. On my way here, I have found amazing resources that have helped me grow my business, and they can help your business thrive too. Everyone needs a friend in digital marketing because digital marketing is about connecting people, and connection is cool. So my friends, today we are going to revisit the subject of finances. Not surprisingly, this subject comes up a lot in our discussions around building a successful business. When your business or personal finances are suffering, it is really difficult for the rest of life to be okay. When I decided to go to work for myself and to own my own business, I expected that this journey would help me build the life of my dreams. That was just my expectation. And I think that most people go into business to create a better life for themselves. In fact, I've never talked to a business owner or entrepreneur that says they went into business for any other reason. I mean, they might have started a business to better serve the community or to do that one thing that they just love, but ultimately it is to build a better life. And without financial security while you're on that journey, it can be so stressful that it takes away from any joy that you might have had in doing what you're doing. And that is why you will find us talking about this subject on a regular basis. The other reason is that I know a lot of people in a position to give you some great advice in this space. One of those people is Doug Peterson with Get Priorities Straight, occasionally known as GPS. So Doug has owned 8 businesses, and in 2001, he began coaching and mentoring high-income earners to improve business results and find more satisfaction in life. Doug noticed that several of his mentoring clients had achieved success in their field. However, their personal finances were affecting their health, their marriages, and/or their businesses. So he started Get Priorities Straight to help the lives of individuals, couples, and business owners with a system to proactively manage their money. So GPS helps you establish financial integrity, develop innovative personal spending and savings habits to ultimately gain financial peace of mind. Their comprehensive process and tools give you the clarity and insight into your financial situation so your funds support the priorities and values that drive you. You will gain control, reduce stress, and enjoy more of what life has to offer and keep more of your hard-earned money. So Doug, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So the first question that comes to mind is that, of course, we want to keep more of the money that we earn. Is it just a matter of budgeting? Is that what we're talking about here?
You know, budgeting sounds like dieting. Nobody's really excited about dieting or budgeting. But instead of diet, you know, we want to eat good food and lose weight or be healthier. We don't want to be deprived. And instead of budgeting, I like to call it an intentional spending plan, where we put what we want and have money when we need it, instead of just scrimping and cutting back. It's really aligning your money with your priorities. And it's not just a projection. So many people make a projection, they call it a budget, they don't hit it and said, well, that didn't work. So this is more about knowing where your money's going and being able to make real decisions because you know where your money's going. You know what you wouldn't spend money on when you find out how much it costs or how much money was wasted.
So is that really kind of the difference between like an intentional spending plan and a projection?
Yeah, projection is just an estimate or forecast of some future situation. An intentional spending plan allows you to spend only what you have proactively. So you're not projecting money you don't even have. You're looking at the money that came in, giving every dollar a job to focus on that. And you need to tell your money where to go before you spend it, or most likely you're going to wonder where it went.
Yeah. So one of the things that I've heard you talk about is the 8 things that we need to know about our money. What are those 8 things?
It's important to know your net worth. And as you look at your net worth, you're also going to be see, you know, what your expenses are. You need to know where your money's going. That's one of the key fundamental pieces of where's it all go. I've had clients say, you know, I make a lot of money. I don't know where it all goes. And other clients have said, the older I get, the more behind I feel. So if you want to get on top of your money and really understand it, you need to know how long your emergency fund could last, what your extra after tax income is, how much you owe and have already committed to spend. We've all committed to spend money on car repairs. How much have you committed this year, Nancy?
Actually, it's been kind of low this year because I haven't really been driving, right? So, you know, I should say what I committed and what I've spent has been a different picture, right?
Yeah. Well, my point kind of is, you know, we will have car repairs. Mm-hmm. So we do need to set aside some money. And I've found tracking it for years, about $150 a month for a used car over 5 years.
Oh, nice.
About what it takes. Mm-hmm. Add in insurance, add in gas, and add in tabs. That's just maintenance. So it's really understanding what you've already committed, how much you owe, your credit score, and your financial goals.
And those are the 8 things.
Those are the 8 things.
Okay. Yep. So that still, it sounds like a lot of work though.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah. So where do you start?
I start with where's your money going? You know, when we know where our money's going, we make better decisions. And I've had people just amazed at how much money was going out in particular areas because they just never paid attention. So it's really beginning to pay attention. And once you begin to track where your money's going, the second step is to decide where you want it to go. Because if we own a home, you're going to have home maintenance. You're going to have yard maintenance. Mm-hmm. We're all going to probably have license tabs. We're going to have Christmas maybe if we celebrate Christmas or a vacation. There's a lot of infrequent expenses that we don't plan for, but we can, because they happen year after year. We just don't know which month, unless it's an insurance payment. Then we know which month, or Christmas. Christmas seems pretty consistent.
To me, it sort of does. So, what is the, like when somebody actually comes to work with you, what can they expect? What's your process, or how do you bring them into understanding where they're at?
Well, the first thing we do is just have a get acquainted meeting. But if they want to really start diving in, we have a your money discovery process where they'll fill out a net worth form, an income form, and an intake. Basically, recovering some of the stuff we did in our get acquainted meeting of what do you really want to accomplish? And I also do this really cool assessment that talks about decision-making filters, which often really helps facilitate communication between me and my clients. And I don't tell them all this, but between husband and wife, because, you know, we have different motivators and they're not necessarily obvious. Mm-hmm. And when we understand the motivation of others, and I've used this for 15 years in my mentoring work, it changes the game. Now, you can't manipulate with it. That'll work once. It will work the first time, but it won't work again because people are smart. Mm-hmm. But if you understand someone else's motivation, you can speak to it. And usually the conversation goes, oh, well, if you put it that way, sure. So once we've done that first meeting and gone over that homework, the second meeting, I talk about how much time, money, and energy it will take to accomplish the goals you've set out. But one of the very simple goals is figuring out how much does it cost you to live really? If you average all your infrequent expenses and all your regular expenses, and I've done this with lots and lots of people, so I can give you some guidance of what you need to look at. And then you know what it costs you to live, so you know how much you have left. So if you have an entertainment budget of say $300 or $400 and it's the 30th of the month, like right now, did I just screw up the time dating for the show? It's the 30th of some month. And you want to go out and you go, you know, we're tired. We earned it, but you have $15 left in your entertainment fund. You've got to take it from somewhere else. You want to take it from Christmas, from vacation, if we want to not increase our overhead. And you might say, let's just go get a DiGiorno's pizza. They're 12 bucks and you're good. Instead of buying sushi and going, oh, I forgot about that insurance bill that I got to pay tomorrow, and getting rid of all, it just eliminates so much stress.
Yeah. So one of the things that I have noticed with people and their finances where they seem to struggle a lot, and you mentioned it, is with their significant other. So, you know, a lot of times you'll see couples that they don't even want to talk about money. I mean, like, it's not even part of their vocabulary. Do you see a lot of disagreements with couples that come in?
I do. And I was one of those couples, because being self-employed most of my life, there are times that things were not smooth. Go figure. And it's the last thing you want to do is come up and say, well, I didn't make enough money again this month and we need to cut back, or you can't buy those shoes. You know, nobody wants to be controlled and told that. But if you don't have good information, it's now an emotional conversation. It's, we can't afford that, which is an opinion. But if you say, which bucket do you want to take out of it, take it out of, it's a non-emotional decision. It's really just, well, I don't want to cut back on vacation. That trip to Italy sounds good. Well, what else? Well, you know, if we don't spend as much on our yard, if we don't bark the gardens, we can do it. And you know, I'm kind of being half tongue in cheek here, but it really makes a difference when it's all laid out in front of you clearly and not an opinion. Because now you can say, well, we just bought a bed for an extra bed for a bedroom, a single bed. And we're going to France next summer for our 40th wedding anniversary. And we want to spend a couple of weeks, and we've already got a ton of airline miles. And I teach people how to do that too. I've got 1.2 million. Pretty fun.
I need to talk to Australia, you, Doug.
12 times round trip. But anyway, we've realized we can buy our $350. It was just a single bed for a spare room using Chase points. It didn't cost us anything.
Wow.
And we just came back from Idaho, and we stayed in Ellensburg for free at a Hilton Garden Inn. And we're going up to Crystalis, which is a really nice place in Bellingham, to do our yearly planning together as a couple, both financially and for trips and with our family and our grandkids and everything.
Wow.
And that's paid for by points. So you can really make your money go further. And if you work together as a couple, I mean, that's the best team ever, because you're different and you see stuff differently and you both have objectivity and perspective, or different perspective. And you can reach goals so much faster when you work together. But often I get the comment of, we talk now about money so easily. Mm-hmm. It's never been like this ever.
That's awesome.
It's really cool. I guess
are you like a marriage counselor too?
Well, a little bit. I've tried to do it in my own marriage. That doesn't work at all. But outsiders are helpful.
Well, it sounds like an interesting trip. I've never thought about that, actually going away to plan, you know, the year and plan what you're doing around that. You know, that actually sounds appealing in a strange way.
Yeah. And you know what most people don't do, and I think this will speak to your entrepreneurs and people with young families, is if you don't plan a year ahead, you won't get it done. Life is just too busy. You know, I'm too busy at work. But you know, you plan it and you start working toward it and let people know you'll be out. Let your clients know you'll be out. You know, plan your kids' sports schedules, which is impossible. I've already lived through that. But you can actually get some breaks, and your 30s and 40s are really a busy time in your life. So it's not, and I start kind of upside down, not with your work, but you know, what do you want with your significant other, with your kids, with your family? Schedule all those times out. And of course you have to think about work, but otherwise they're not going to happen if you put them last. So it's about priorities. What's important to you? And I haven't met anybody that, you know, was near the end of their life saying, gosh, I wish I'd worked more.
Right. Yeah. No, we talked about that in our last show about that, you know, I mean, it's so important. You know, we as business owners, especially small business owners and entrepreneurs, the excuse can sometimes be, I don't have enough time for my kids. I don't have enough time for this, or I don't have enough time for that, you know, and when they're not priorities, you won't find the time for it. And it's important to people, but you lose sight of it when, especially as a small business owner, and it's just nothing but work.
Yeah. And you're paying everybody else's paycheck and you're not making any money. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that's really key. And this isn't just about being money obsessed or focused. You need enough to pay yourself a salary that covers the ups and downs and the infrequent expenses. And you're not living on everything you want to live on. You know, it'd be nice to have more, but it's enough so that if your business can consistently pay you that, you don't have any stress at home. Mm-hmm. Because when we have lots of stress at home around money, then we have stress at business. In yes. business, and then we borrow from the business, and then the business needs it. So it has to borrow from personal, and they both have to stand alone. They're both businesses. They need income, they have outgo, and they need more income than outgo. It's right. pretty simple, but sometimes it's not easy sorting it all out.
Yeah, it's simple, but not easy. I think that's that sums it up right there.
But the other side of it is if you actually build in a system and become good at it, which means mm-hmm. it just takes some practice, it will take you less time and energy than it takes you now. And just paying your bills is not managing your money. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take long at all. My wife and I have a weekly meeting to look at our priorities and our trips and our yard maintenance and the deck railing that needs to be replaced and all the joys of life so that we don't have to do administrative work together all week long. And that when we look at our finances, and it takes us about 5 to 10 minutes, and we make adjustments each week, and we're both on the same page. I was just delighted when she said, I thought I'd lose control, and now I have more control than I've ever had.
Nice.
Started doing this in 2014.
So it sounds like too, what you give people that you work with is a little layer of accountability as well. Is that's, I mean, it sounds like it's written into your process basically.
Well, yes, except the truth is you can't hold anyone accountable. Mm-hmm. You can certainly ask them and you can help them, and I can't change anybody. But if people are willing to make some small behavior changes, and they're small, but they are changes, I can really help them get a lot better result. Mm. In fact, in some cases I've had people, well, most cases I have people save about 15% waste. And if you're making $150,000, that's 32 hours of working for nothing that affects your, it didn't affect their lifestyle at all. It's $22,500 worth of net income.
Wow.
And it's just amazing. And it's amazing. No one has taught us that you may be investing, you know, 10%, 5% of your income, maybe 20 when you've got your business up and running and you're making some money. Mm-hmm. What about the 80 to 100%? Who's managing that?
Yeah.
Nobody. They're just paying their bills, mm-hmm. hoping there's enough left.
Right. Right.
So yeah, the accountability comes with learning a system, and then you just stay with the system, which is like learning a ritual mm-hmm. or a habit. And you just then continue with the habit. By the way, it gets exponentially harder if you skip it for multiple weeks. It's just a very simple thing. Like brush your teeth every day. You have less cavities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Not every
and you month. you have to see the dentist far less too.
Yeah, 1 month on, 1 month off doesn't work.
Oh, that would be horrible. Oh,
I know. I just thought of that analogy. Just that.
No, but you know what? If you can associate that with your finances, you'll be doing a lot better because that is what it feels like. You ignore it for a month, and it does. It feels like, oh, I missed something big, you know? Because yeah. So you said on average, it's about 15%. Is that what you normally see like for your clients, is that that's what they're saving on average? Well,
it's really hard. It's really hard to say that in advance without looking at someone's situation, but mm-hmm. so often they're spending money on things that they weren't aware they were spending that much, mm-hmm. or they have other things that are much more important that they would be happy to cut back on some things that aren't as important, mm. or they're paying high credit card debt. and don't know how to get their interest rate lowered or their credit score increased, or their interest rate lowered so they can get their credit score increased so they could roll it into a HELOC, which is a lot less interest. And I have lots of tools from getting out of my own financial challenges, being self-employed as long as I have, to help people come up with plans to do that. I have had people that save $30,000 a year ongoing for the next however long they're in their house because they were carrying lots of debt, and there was $150,000 in credit card debt, about $25,000 a year in interest. And then they had a HELOC at 4.75%, and we rolled it into their HELOC. Then we refinanced the whole thing at 2.75%, and that guy ended up getting about $37,000 savings a year, and his credit score went up 136 points.
Nice. That sounds a lot. That solution actually sounds a lot better than having to go to I think we've all seen the commercials for debt consolidation kind of deal, and the thought of it is just terrifying, but it sounds like a much better alternative.
Well, and the plan is, I don't want people to get in debt just because they've rolled it into a HELOC and now they have credit cards open. They need to pay off their credit cards every month. Mm-hmm. My goal is to get people debt-free and mm-hmm. have money to fund their financial plans, their vacations, even learn how to have vacations a lot cheaper. Mm-hmm. But doing it in a phased approach, it's interesting. In the banking industry, there's a term called stacking, which is telling your client as a banker, should you get your line of credit first or your credit card first? Which would you tend to qualify better for, or what sequence should it do them in? Mm-hmm. That's illegal for a banker to tell you.
Oh,
believe it or not. Isn't that crazy? But yeah. I can do it. And I call it helping my client. So I might tell them to keep that high interest rate that's, one's at 12 and one's at 28. And I mm-hmm. say, we're not going to pay off the 28. We're going to pay off both of them down to 30%. Watch your credit score shoot up. And then we'll get you a couple zero interest credit cards and start ripping that 28% one down to zero. And you'll be at 2%. Right. Once we've paid it off. But it's a phased approach. It's not the snowball approach that Dave Ramsey talks about, which I think is not a good idea. I mean, he's got his own. I won't go into all that unless you're curious about the snowball thing. But I'm more interested in helping you spend hundreds to save thousands, not just start paying off the smallest debt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that whole credit card thing is what I think keeps a lot of people stuck exactly where they're at, and it does become that snowball effect of I'm now stuck where I'm at. And I think for a lot of people, it's hard for them to see the way out. And I think, that was actually one of the reasons why I wanted you to come on the show is because, I've been there myself, and I know that getting started, and finding your way out of that can be really difficult, but you have to start.
Yeah. And when you're stressed brains don't work as good as not stressed brains. Mm. So on top of it, you got a bunch of stress. And you got a business to manage, and you probably got a family to support. And it's hard. One of the things I tell people about being self-employed, which I've been most of my life, all but 7 years, is that when it's good, it's the best ever. And when it's bad, it's really bad because there's no one to turn to. You're in charge.
Yeah.
And so you need people around you, like what you're doing, and connecting people with good resources mm-hmm. that are trustworthy and can give you some perspective. And I'm not going to take on any client where I'm adding to their problem. If that can't afford me, I'll give them some ideas of what they can do. And there's usually, I can see things right away that you can do. There's just, most people haven't looked at it or haven't been in trouble as many times as I have.
I know for me, it was a scary thing to even have to consider it, right? Or to have to look at it, right? And to have to look it straight in the face and go, okay, this is bad.
Yeah. Know? Well, and then you have to look at it month after month. How that sounds like another right. diet program. Right. It's like no fun.
Exactly. I'd just rather eat the ice cream. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Let's do that.
Right. Well, so then how does, if somebody wants to start down this path, can they come and talk to you? How do they connect with you?
I have a very simple URL called schedulewithdoug.com.
Excellent.
And that'll take you to my my scheduling page, and we can schedule a 40-minute conversation. And it's just to understand where you are and what your goals are and see if it makes it any sense at all to continue. Or my phone number is 206-264-4424.
Excellent. And they can also go to your website, Get Priorities Straight. Yes.
Yes. GetPrioritiesStraight.com.
Okay. And then, so what does it cost them to talk to you to begin with?
Well, the initial consultation is nothing.
Excellent.
It's just a complimentary consultation. We have a conversation because I have to determine if it's even worth you working with me. And if I can save you more money than I cost you, I figure it's worth working with me.
Yeah.
If I can't, I don't want to get started because I don't want anybody out there saying, geez, I spent a whole bunch of money and it wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
And you have to be willing to do something. It takes a little bit of effort, not a ton, but it's a change. And we're going to try to change lifelong habits. And that, if I was so enlightened, I'd be skinny. You know, I know how to change some stuff pretty well and other stuff, you know, I'm just like everybody else. We got our own, we all have our areas that we could improve on.
Right. Right. And that's what this show is about, is hopefully we're going to line you up with the experts that are going to help you in those areas. So Doug, thank you so much for joining me. And thank you for giving this information to my listeners. I think this will be very helpful to a lot of people. And once again, of course, we've come to the end of another great show. But before we take off today, I want to leave our listeners with our digital marketing tip of the day. So I found this tip on SharpSpring, which, as you all know, is one of my favorite sales and marketing automation tools. But most of us know that we need to be producing content for our audiences to gain connection with them. But many businesses are focused on creating new content and they fail to see the value in their existing assets. Use your current content to its fullest potential. What's most popular with your followers? Also, keep your old content up to date. I think this is one of the most missed opportunities for people. Review your previous content to see if the supporting data has changed. Are there new visuals that you could provide? Or just take that old content and form it into something totally new, like an infographic or a video. For some of the lengthier content you have, perhaps create an ebook or cut it into a series of blog posts. So a huge thanks to my guest today, Doug Peterson with GPS. You can find Doug at getpriorityestraight.com. Please make sure to follow us, subscribe, and like us wherever you get podcasts. You can find this episode and previous shows along with contact information for all our guests and for me on our website at www.digitalconnections.us. Have a great week and tune in next time for another amazing digital connection for your business.
Would you like more return and tangible results from your marketing efforts without long-term contracts? Do you want people who are actually interested in your products and services to find you easily? WSI has developed in-depth knowledge and an extensive network of industry thought leaders that know your company's goals and objectives are unique. When you work with us, you not only gain the local expertise of your WSI expert, but we help you develop a strategy based on the digital experience of our global network. Work with a company that understands your business and provides real results. Find us at WSIWorld.com or call 800-985-9567. Again, that's 800-985-9567. WSI. We simplify the internet.